That sound is two pipes gushing into a large underground reservoir next to Egypt's only commercial hydroponic farm. Owner Amma Bassiouni explains how the hydroponic system works.
Which has one pipe connected to a pump, which pushes the water out into the hydroponic system, which irrigates all of the roots, and then comes down into underground pipes back into this reservoir. And so we have a recirculating system which reuses the water, and we have very little waste because of that. And also,
this system, says Bassiouni, saves 90% of the water compared to normal farming methods.
Our products are mainly leafy greens, which includes we have three types of kale, we have two types of chard, we have about seven types.
The plants are grown in three stages. First, the seeds are sprouted in small baskets to allow roots to form. Then they're inserted into specially designed channels where water flows through the bottom in order to start growing. When they're big enough, they're moved again, saving space at each step.
You see, I don't really water the plants. I just have a constant flow of water at the base of the roots. So the roots will expand inside of the channels that we have.
The plants are covered and shielded from the light to trick them into behaving as though they're planted in soil.
But then they have no soil stopping them from growing freely. So sometimes you have soil which is really heavy, and so then the plant will take all those nutrients it's using and spend all of its energy growing the roots and really just pushing through the soil. When they're going through water, they don't need to use that energy to push through the water. So the roots just grow really easily and really freely, and the plant focuses most of its energy on growing the upper part of the actual vegetable itself that we use. So then that allows me to have a faster growing plant and also a healthier plant.
The result, says Bassiouni, is that a plant grown in a hydroponic system grows 20% faster than if it was grown in soil. Given that this system is designed for growing things in harsh environments like Egypt, and that it can increase the speed and size of yields, why aren't more farmers using it? The answer is simple. It's expensive.
This is a very capital-intense business. It takes maybe 150 times the amount of capital to grow 1 acre of hydroponics versus 1 acre of traditional agriculture.
Give me a price estimate on that.
So we would be talking somewhere within the range of slightly lower than $1 million per acre just to set up the actual operation.
One of the main reasons that saving water matters in Egypt is because the country is almost entirely dependent on one source of water, the Nile. Concerns about pollution due to waste dumping into the river, plus the discharge from factories, have stoked fears that Egypt's main source of water could become unusable. Reda Fisher of the Cairo-based Institute for Oceanography and Fisheries, who works with the government, is more pragmatic.
Yes, we're suffering from pollution from specific sites. This is places in front of the discharge points of the wastewater discharge, industrial, some industries and others. But the Nile itself as a whole river is good. Not excellent condition, but it is not very bad.
Egypt recently signed a preliminary deal that would allow Ethiopia to build a dam, following years of suspicion and fear that this could limit Egypt's water supply from the Nile. Whatever the outcome, Egypt's citizens will need to find better ways of using and conserving water for years to come. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.